Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here where you're holding in Parshas Vayigash by Shlishi. Pasuk Ches, V'ato, and now, Lo yatem shalachtem oisi heino. It was not you who sent me here. Kira lekim, but b'ri yoylam, the b'ri yoylam, the midas adin is what sent me here. V'yisimeini lo'ov, l'faroi. And he has set me as a father to Paroi. U'la'odoin l'chol beisoi. And to a master of his entire household. And as a ruler in the entire land of Mitzrayim. Zokdrashi la'ov, as a father, that means l'chover, as a colleague, ulepatron, and as a patron. This is from the Medrash. So, but what's the pshat l'chover? Because he made him equal to himself. Rakakisi egdom imcho, he said. But in other words, it's a bechin of covered grade. I'm going to be more chasher than you. But you're better, my friend, you're my colleague, ulepatron, and my patron. Pasuk Tes, Ma'aru v'alu elovi hori, and go up to my father, v'amartem elov, and say to him, Ko yomar bincha Yosef, so said your son Yosef. So mani elekim liyodin l'chol Mitzrayim, Hashem has set me as a master to all of Mitzrayim. Ridoi lai al tamoid, come down to me, do not delay. Come down to me, do not delay. Zakrashi v'alu elovi, go up to my father. Eretz Yisrael is gevoy mikol ha'arotzis. From here you learned out that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all lands. And everybody asks, what's the raya from here? Maybe it's just the raya that it's higher than Mitzrayim. How do you know from mikol ha'arotzis? What's the raya that mikol ha'arotzis? But this lemaisa is a gemara in three places. Kedushin samach tes amad aleph, Sanhedrin peizayin amad aleph, and Zvochim daf nun dalet amad beis. So the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is Gevoyim Kol Arotzis from a different pasuk. Gemara says, "V'kamta ve'olisa, you shall arise and go up to the place that Hashem, that Sheiv Hashem lekech, Hashem is going to choose." So Rashi mentions the fact here to explain why Yosef said "Va'alu." Why do you say "go up" and not say "luchu" to go? Eretz Yisrael is higher than Eretz Yisrael is Gevoyim Kol Arotzis. Now, what's that in Yin? That Mashal says in Kedushin over there, Samach Tesam and Aleph, that since the earth is a sphere. And Eretz Yisrael is the center, meaning it's the focus of this sphere. So it's viewed as the top of the sphere. So therefore, traveling from anywhere to the Eretz Yisrael is viewed as going up. As I state in the Mashav there, the Sefer HaMakna says it also in Kedushin. Now the Maral says a little bit different. He argues, he says that since the world is a sphere, so the designation of any one area is the highest, meaning the center of the sphere surface is totally arbitrary. So therefore, the Maral argues, and he says that the designation of Eretz Yisrael as the most elevated place doesn't mean in a physical sense, in a topographical sense, but in a spiritual sense. And Ruchni stick away, it means it's Gevoya. Now, the Chassam Sofer over there says that since in the Masorah of Chazal, Briyas HaOlam began from the Mokem HaMikdash, as I state in the Gemara, Yumad Afton Dalet Amid Beis. So Mimela, it's not so fair to say that part of the globe is at the center of the surface of the sphere. Ayin Chantach Samsev, it's whole Arichas. Others also say that the Gemara statement is meant physically, but only relative to the surrounding lands of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning Eretz Yisrael is higher than these lands, so that when you're approaching it from any direction, someone's going up. As they state in Rami Sada, the Netziv says, relative to the other lands, Pshat is it's higher, because whatever direction you come from, Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be going up. Although Lamais is some of the mountains we know in Lebanon, have a much higher altitude than the mountains of present-day Eretz Yisrael. So most of the modern Lebanon anyway is part of biblical Eretz Yisrael, by the way. You look in the Gemara and Gittin Daf Ches. Al-Kaparim, that's Eretz Yisrael's Gevoy Mikol Arotzis. It's the center. Someone also says a dogma, if you take a person and you lie him down, so his stomach is standing there, the navel is the center, right? So Pshat is, that's called, that's the Inni Betzim, what the Mashal is saying. That's the focus of the Meher. That's Eretz Yisrael Gevoy Mikol Arotzis. Let me invite him. Pasuk Yud, v'yoshafto beretz Goshen. Goshen, you will reside in the land of Goshen. V'yisa kori ve'lai, and you will be near to me. Ata you, uvanecha your sons, uvnevanecha and your sons, your grandchildren. V'tzaincha and your flock, uvachorcha and your cattle. V'chol ashaloch and all that is yours. Pasuk Yud Aleph.
When did 410 years start from? When you went down now, right?
No, from the latest Yitzchak, I believe.
Was when Yaakov went down now?
No, I don't think so. That was the 400, I'm not sure. I have to remind that, I'm not sure. Pasuk Yud-Aleph, V'chilkalti Yitzchak Sham, and I will provide for you there, Ki Yoitchom Eishanim Rav, for there will be 5 more years of famine. Penti varish, lest you become destitute. Ata you veischa, and your household, v'chol ashalach, and all that is yours. So I must mention the Baal Turim over here before we see Rashi. Baal Turim says, he says like this, v'chein ama Yosef liyankiv, he says, mutav shetavi bekan, it's better that you come here, afla lechaz lechutzlaritz, even if you're going to go to chutzlaritz, because penti varish mi toiro, because you might become poor and destitute from toiro, ki leisuchlu lilmoit sham if ne'erov, because you're not going to be able to learn because of the famine. So Mela, it's better for your own Torah to come, because you're not going to be able to learn because you're not going to have so much food. Al derech it says in Ovis Lamaisa, Emen kemachin Torah. So Mela, Penti Varish, lest you become poor, and you're not going to have anything, any way to be Isaac in Torah. So it's better to come to Chutz Laaretz. Zrak Rashi, Penti Varish, Dilma Tismaskan. So Rashi says, lest you become destitute, Loshen Meirish Umash. It's related to the word Meirish. He makes poor and he makes rich. Pasuk Yud Beis, v'hinei einechem royois, behold your eyes see, v'einei ochi Binyamin, and the eyes of my brother Binyamin, kifi amedaber aleichem, that it's my mouth that is speaking to you. So Rashi, v'hinei einechem royois b'chvoidi, you see my glory, shani achichem, that I'm your brother, shani mol kachem, that I showed you, that I'm milo, I'm mol, I'm circumcised like you, v'yoid, not only that, kifi amedaber aleichem b'loshen ha-koydish, that my mouth is speaking to you in loshen ha-koydish. So Meila is like the Medrash, and Medrash Rab and Tanchuma, that you see that it's Tcharaya that Ami. Now the Ramban has all Arichas over here. Kefi Amadaber Aleichem, he says, B'Loshen Kodesh, B'li Meilet Zeh. You see, now I'm talking to you directly in Loshen Kodesh. I don't have to have an interpreter. So Meila, you see, that's a Raya that I'm Emes. Now he says, Dasam Forshim, the Ramban says, Rashi, the Venezu, the Radak, Hutagim Unkelis. V'tochen Shomalem Kein Lamat Lupiyas. He says, he said it for an excuse, Dr. Ramban. Keinen Raya, she Daber Odom Echad B'Mitzayim B'Loshen Kodesh. There's no, it's not a raya that one person is going to speak Lashon Kodesh in Egypt. Ki al daiti hu sfas Kanan. The Ramban says that Egyptian Mitzrish then was the land of Lashon of Kanan. Ki avram lo yevu meor kaz de mechorn ki aramasi. Ve agal hazeh eid veinenu Lashon le'isha echad levad evel hu Lashon Kanan. He wants to say Mitzrayim is Lashon Kanan because Avram spoke Aramis. Now listen to this Lashon, Eli. The rabbin b'Mitzrayim yoidin oisoi ki korifu. A lot of people in Mitzrayim know this language because it's close. V'afki ha-moishel and avada the ruler. Shaderech ha-malochem v'ha-moishel l'das al-shoinus. They know languages. K'moishel yilsi shatir ben v'uchanetzer sh'ama v'loshen ha-koydish in Daniel Beis Gimel. Chaloim chalamti v'tipoim ruchi l'das es ha-chaloim. V'avur sh'o yisham chartumim. V'ha-shefim, mechashfim, mechazdim, l'shoinus rabbin b'Yisro. V'kulam yavinu oisoi, they all understand it. V'heimonu loy b'aramis. They answered in Aramis. V'dabra kasnil melech Aramis. K'em hoi akroi v'mei lov. Hayoishim Rishonim v'malchus lam hayoch arushus l'daber l'melech ve'oyt ki kasher bo yoishim misham l'mitzrayim yavoo rabim ve'yoishim reileim l'raya baskir yishmoi v'ninyan mechiri. He mentioned his name and the ninyan mechiri ani yoishim v'achichim hasher mechartim oishim mitzrayim. Then he fears oishim Ramban and says v'anochim ve'einai ki yoimra v'hinei neichem royos ve'einai ochi ben yomin. What does that mean? You see k'ani amoishel v'yadon l'chol mitzrayim hamagid l'chem mipi ki ani achichem u'mitzav l'hoyrid ovi alai l'kalkaloi. Like it says in Gemara Megillah, Daf Tzayin, it says Amr Kafi Kain Levi. Al Kaponim is telling him, I have the yichodes to support you. So it's not a chiddush that he spoke. The Ramban says, and he's coming lafuki from Rashi because Rashi says that I speak for Lashon Kodesh. He says, what's the grace of what's so shver? A lot of Moishlim know it. So it's not just a Gerasa Chiddush. So he seems to be saying Lashon Kanan. Rashi says Lashon Kodesh. I could lay there. Unless he's calling that Lashon Kodesh. I don't know. That's the Ramban, Ayin Shom, Ayin Ben Bechaya. Zok Rashi, Vayta ve'eini ochi Binyamin and all the eyes of my brother Binyamin. Hishvas kulam yachri. Consider all of them together. Equal loyments to say, Shekashem shein li sin al Binyamin ochi. Shlarei loyhoi b'mechirasi. That just like I have no hatred towards my brother Binyamin. Because he was not present at the time of the Mechiro. So too, I have no hatred in my heart. Aleichem, towards you, I have nothing against you. So I state in Gemara Megillat of Tazayin Amid Beis, and Memela, I have no hatred towards you. Vayter pasuk Yud Gimel, v'higadetem liyoviyas kol kvoidi b'Mitzrayim. Therefore, tell my father of all my glory in Mitzrayim, v'is kol asher isim all that you saw. U'mahartem v'iradetem es avi heina, but you must hurry and bring my father down here. What was the big rush? I ask you, Rabbi Yisai. What was the big rush over here? Why is he telling him to hurry? How's Steli? What's the rush? So the Sephorna says, what? What, you want a taina? Shalo yitztayr yoyzis of the Sephorna. Enough, the end of the tsar. I want to end my father's tsar. Shalo yitztayr yoyzis. Mele, that's the rush. Hurry him down. Kepshuta, zeshtayn Sephorna. Vaita. Pasuk yudalid, vayipoil al tzavrei vinyomin, ochiv, vayevk. So then he fell upon his brother Binyamin's neck and wept. Vinyamin bocha al tzavarov. And Binyamin wept upon his neck, loshin rabim. Rashi's going to be medayik, vayipoil al tzavrei, I mean, loshin yochid, tzavarov. Vayipoil al tzavrei Binyamin ochiv, vayevk. He fell on brother's Binyamin's neck and wept. Hashnei mikdosh reis shasid in lias b'chelka she Binyamin, v'soifin lichorid. And the two bati mikdosh that's going to be in chelik of Shev Binyamin, and it's going to be destroyed. Binyamin bocha al tzavarov, Binyamin wept on his neck, al mishkan shiloi. Shasid lias b'chelka shel Yosef. That mishkan shiloi is going to be in his chelik of Yosef, v'soifin lichorid is going to be, in the end is going to be destroyed. That's the Gemara Megillah Tazayin Abayz. The Biskrov has a shtickle over here that he has a raya from the Gemara that Mishkan Shiloh was also in Chelik of Binyamin. Ayin Sham, I saw Shai Latoy Chelik Abayz brings it down. Ayin Sham. Pasuk Tezva Vayinashik L'chol Echov. He then kissed all his brothers Vayevk Aleim, and he wept upon them. V'achrechein Dibru Echovita, and afterwards his brothers spoke with him. So Rashi V'achrechein Me'achashiro Boiche. After they saw him crying, and that he had no hard feelings towards them, his brother spoke with him, for at first they were shamed in front of him, but now afterwards means that they saw that he was crying, so it was nichma rachmav, so meila, now they spoke to him, the busha went away. Pasuk tezayin v'akoyl nishma beis paroi leimor. Bo ache Yosef, and the news was heard in Pari's house, saying, Yosef's brothers have come. Vayita v'ene faroi uv'ene avodov, and it was pleasing in the eyes of Paroi, and in the eyes of his servants. So Drashi, v'akoyl nishma beis Paroi, k'moy bives Paroi, it means in Pari's house. Bives Paroi, zeloshin bais mamash, it means an actual house over here. Meaning it was in the, in Basak Beis, it was used differently. But here he says, no, this is what it means. How was it used in Pasuk Beis? It said over there, Vayitan eskoyle b'vchiv yishma mitzrayim v'yishma beis paroi. And the house of paroi heard. Meaning household of paroi. Here it means the house mamish, not the household. Pasuk yudzayin v'yoyim paroi el Yosef. Paroi said to Yosef, emor el achecho. Say to your brothers, zoysasu, do this. Tanu es b'irchem, load up your animals. Ulechu voyu arza kanoan. And go and enter into the land of Canaan. Like Rashi Tanu as Beirchem Tevua. Load up your animals with grain, and go back to Teretz Canaan.
They're moving down soon. Why do they need so much grain?
Vice says they weren't in a rush to come back, but it's a good kasha. Why is he loading them up over here with? What did Pari tell them over here?
The thing is, give him a package, go for a week, and come back down.
Yeah. Okay, don't give him a lot. What's he telling him? Hurry up. Unless you say Paroi, the most expensive thing right now, the most chashuv thing in Mitzrayim right now was food, because the whole world was hungering. There was a famine. So the most precious thing he wanted to give them was food. So he says, okay, load them up, give them food, right? Give them food. But
that much thought involved.
What? Yeah. That's what you have to say over here. Okay, Vaita.
Okay,
because
Yosef didn't do that. Paroi did.
Paroi did that.
So okay,
right, the this was Pasuk Yudzayin, right? Yeah, because the Aruch Chaim says the well.
Paroi was thinking, no, you go keep up Yosef's back. He's doing pretty well until now. Doesn't mean his brothers and family. You go back to Eretz Canaan, you stay with your father. Later time, Yosef's like, no, come back. Family.
No, but the truth is, you should know. They said Bo Achi Yosef. So the Ramban says Ki Hoy Yosef Magid LeBeis Paroi. Yosef told Paroi's household, he told them, I have very chashuv brothers, 11 of them in Eretz Canaan. Ha'ivrim, Be'eretz Ivrim, he says. Yeshlei achim nichbodim be'eretz Ivrim, ki gonav gunav misham. He says, I was stolen from there. Ve'ata shamu ki bo achi Yosef kashamar. Now they taka heard. So it was very, very happy. Ve'yita be'eni Paroi, zok deremban be'eni avodav, ki hoya dover lem l'cherpo. It was embarrassing for them. Sheyimshel behem ish nochri eved mi beis asurim yotzalimlech. Where did they get this person? Some slave that got out of prison. V'ata bevoy lavachem nichbodim. Now, he has chashuv brothers. He's a prince. V'noydeku hogon l'siyatzav v'fnei melachim samchu kulam bedavar. So they were so rejoiced. They rejoiced over here. Look, he's such a chashuv person. So Mela, that's why they were so happy, Zok Ramban. But the on Pasuk Zayin, the Rechaim says, Zoysasu, Perish Dovaze Einchem Tzrichen Lasoys Bershus. This you don't have to ask Rishus. Aval Agolos Einchem Yichoyim Lasoskim Rishus. To take Agolos, that you have to have permission. And even Rishus from Yosef is Leitoil, it's not going to help. You have to tell him that you're doing a Rishus Pari. V'atatzu Veis, it says. And Memelo, and that was Minimusi Mitzrayim. You want to take Agolos, you got to ask Pari Rishus. Food, so that Zoysasu you could do without my Rishus. That's what the Rechaim says is Taich. And not only that, the Rechaim says another nekuda. He didn't do it als chesed. Loishim misratz levad lasis in boim chesed al shu chofitz bedover. He wanted to do it. Voim mezoisesu meshem yotzadovik desh yer devasein in Mitzrayim. That was the Indian that he really wanted. That the bunch of Muslims savor that should come down. All right. Weiter pasuk yutches. Ukechu es avichem and take your father. Ves bateichem and your households. Uvoyu elai and come to me. Ve'etno lochem es tov eretz Mitzrayim, and I will give you the best of the land of Mitzrayim. Ve'ichlu es chel avaretz, and you will eat the choicest of the land. Zok Rashi, es tov eretz Mitzrayim, the best of the land of Mitzrayim. Eretz Goshen, I'm going to give you the land of Goshen, because Niba Pari was saying nevua ve'en yedei ma'nibi. He didn't realize what he was prophesizing about. Seifam, Klal Yisrael's end was la seisa, to make Mitzrayim kemitzula she'en badogim, like deep water with no fish in it. What does that mean? This the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Tes Amid Beis, that when Pari said he would give Yosef and his family the best, Tov Eretz Mitzrayim, see, unknowingly was alluding to the Golos, to Yitzis Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael emptied Mitzrayim of all the anything that had value. Like it says over there, Vayinatzlu Es Mitzrayim. So Rashi uses this word, deep water over here, Mitzula, because fish are not commonly found in the deepest parts of the sea, but rather in shallower waters. Ayin Rashi over there in Brachas Daf Tes Amid Beis. Al Kaponim, the Nekud is over here, that he made it like a, that Pshat is he's going to take it, and they're going to totally be Vayinatzlu Es Mitzrayim, they're going to wipe out Mitzrayim at that time, they're going to make it like a deep water with no fish in it. And Rebbe Mechai is Mazvah like that also. So he was saying in the Vu over here that Imam is going to wipe us out over here. You're going to Imamish wipe us out. It's interesting because there's another gear in the Gemara says Kimitsuda Shain Badogim. Rish Lakish says that the first day is over there, Omar Avami Malamach Asal Kimitsuda Kimitsuda Shain Badogim. That's the Rashi's gear, right? Mitsuda. Oh, Rashi doesn't bring that. Rashi brings Rish Lakish. Ravami doesn't bring. Ravami says Mitsuda Shain Badogim, like it's a trap without any Badogim. And Rish Lakish says no, Kimitsula Shain Badogim, like deep waters without any Badogim. That's the Hezbro here, what this Indian was. Vaita Pasuk Yutes, Vaata Tzu Vesa, and you are commanded to say, Zoysasu, do this, Kechulachem Eretz Mitzrayim, take results from the land of Egypt, Agolois Latapchem, wagons for your small children, Lenesheichem for your wives, Unasasem Esavichem Uvosem, and transport your father and come. So we missed the Rashi of Yechelev Oretz. Chol Chelev is Lashon Meitavu. Whenever it says Chelev, it means the best. He's going to give you the best of the Zachin, the Geshmak Zachin of the world, of the land. Usually means fat, but over here it means the best. Because the fat's usually the best, the choicest part. Pasuk Chav, Pasuk Yates, you have to see Rashi. The Atatzu Vesa Mipi, by my mouth. Loim Lam to say to them, Zaisis who do this. Kachamor Lam, this is what you should say to them. Shabrishusi, that's with my permission. Yavishus Dagolis. To go, you have that you need a special rishus. Al tnimusi Mitzrayim, the Ramban says you have to have a rishus to take the agolis, the wagons. Pasuk chof ve'einchem al toches al kleichem, and let your eyes not take pity on your kalim, your vessels. Kituv kol eretz Mitzrayim lochem hu, for the best of the entire land of Mitzrayim, it is yours. Pasuk chof alif ve'yasu chen b'nei Yisrael. So the b'nei Yisrael did so. Vayitin lem Yosef agolis al pi pari. And Yosef gave them wagons by Pari's word. Vayitin lem tzei de la dorech. And he gave them food, provisions for the journey. Pasuk of Beis. Lechulam nosen le'ish. Chalifos simolos. To each of them he gave changes of clothing. But to Binyamin, ulevin Binyamin, nosan shalosh meis kesef. V'chamesh chalifos simolos. But to Binyamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. So the Mepharshim say, the Gemara says, Davil, that how could, something that he was nichshal in, his father, Davil Shei Kashaboy Aviv, because of Zaroi, the Gemara says in Megillah, but his father, because he gave Yosef to Ksenis Pasim, and that caused the whole Mechiris Mitzrayim, Mechiris Yosef, the whole kinna. Now, why is he making special over here? He's doing the same thing. He's making jealousy over here. So they say different pshatim that it was the five that Yosef had, that Binyamin got, were of inferior quality, and they equaled up to the one that the other shvatim got. That's one of the rutsim they say. So maybe it wasn't really they weren't jealous because they knew that also. Pasuk of Gimel. And his father he sent like this: 10 male donkeys that were loaded of the best of Mitzrayim, the Esra Sinais, and 10 female donkeys, Noises Bor Velechem, that were loaded with Noises Bor with grain, with Tvua, Velechem, bread, Umazain, and food, La'aviv Ladar, for his father for the journey. Zok Rashi, Shalach Kazois, Cheshbon Azel, like this amount. Umar Cheshbon, what's this amount? Asar Chamorim, 10 male donkeys. Mituv Mitzrayim, Matzina Batam, the Gemara says, what did he send? Sheshal Shalach Loi Yayin Yoshan, he sent this old wine, vintage wine, he sent. Like it says in Shir HaShirim, it says this Lashon, Tuv. And in Gilas Esther it says it. Akoponim, he sent him the best. Yain Yashan, Shadaz Zakenim Noichimene, that the minds of elderly people are calmed by this. So I think Mar Megillah Tazayin Amid Beis. Medrash Agadah says, Greece and Shalpoil, it was split beans. So one of Shadim say over here, how much does he drink already? He needs such a large amount. How much wine did he send him over here? Bor Velechem. Oh, wait, so the Stup Shatim, either was these split beans have a calming effect on a person, or this wine that has a calming effect. It's noicha that das kainim noicha imenu. So question is, how much wine does he need? I saw one rishonim ask. Vifal dafeshoin. I and the Ramban over here, and I and the other rishonim. Let's go. Vayitif and abor velechem ketagum, like Tagum says, grain and bread. Umazain means lifton, means things that are eaten with the bread, and that's what he sent with them. Pasuk Chavdalid, Vayishalach es echo vayelechu, and he sent off his brothers and they went. Vayoyim aleim, and he said to them, Al tirgazu baderech, do not become aggravated or agitated on the way. So Rashi, if you pshatim, Al tirgazu baderech, do not become agitated on the way. Al tisasku b'dvar alocha, don't become involved in a matter of alocha. Shle tirgaz aleichem aderech, so the trip should not become a source of aggravation for you. That's the Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud Amud Beis. Because Yosef wanted his brothers to return to his father as quickly as possible. So he told them, don't become involved in any matters of halacha, because it might delay you, and the trip might agitate them, because it would be much longer than they originally had intended. That's how the Nachlas Yankiv teaches it up, and Levusha Oyer teaches over here. Nochab Shad Dover Acher, Al Tafsiu Psi Agasa. Don't take long steps. V'kantzu b'cham le'ir, and enter the city to spend the night in while in the sunlight, meaning while there's still daytime. This is a medrash. And according to this, Yosef was telling the Achim not to let their eagerness to return to Yaakov as quickly as possible lead them to do things which might endanger them, like taking these psiyas gases, these large steps, which the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, impairs the vision, the Gemara says. It ruins a person's vision, or traveling by night is also not good. So Meila, he was telling them, don't do Pipsiyah Gasa. Now, Lefib Shutish Lomikra, according to the Poshup Shat, not the Medrash, not the Gemara, Yeshlem, you could say like this, because they were ashamed, Hayadayg, he was worried, Shemi Yeriva Baderach, that they might quarrel on the way, Advar Mechirasi, over the whole Indian of the Mechiro, Lizvakeir Zemzed, by disputing and fighting with one another, V'loimer, and saying, Al Yodcha Nimcha, it was because of you, you were the Siba that caused him to be sold, Atisi Parat Lashon Hara, love, you spoke this Lashon Hara about him, V'garam Talon Elisanoisa, and you caused him to hate him. So Meili says, don't get involved in that, no talking, Al Tegazu Baderech, you shouldn't get into fights. Pasuk Chavhei, Vayalu Mimitzroyim, they went up from Mitzrayim, Vayavo Eretz Canaan, El Yaakov Avim, and they came to the land of Canaan, to Yaakov, their father. Pasuk Chavov, Vayagidu Loi Leimor, and they told him, saying, Oid Yosef Chai, Yosef is still alive, V'chihu Moishel B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, and he's ruler over the entire land of Mitzrayim. Vayofog Liboi Ki Lohem In Lohem, but he had a turn of heart, for he did not believe them. Zok Rashi, let's see what this means. V'chihu Moishel, V'asherhu Moishel, means that he's the ruler. Vayofog Liboi, Nechlaf Liboi, Rashi says, his heart was transformed, he had a turn of heart. V'holach Milahamen, and it went away from believing. L'hoye Liboi Poin El Advarm, his heart didn't turn to the words, Lushen, it says, Mefigin Tamon. It says the flavor turns. The lashon Mishnah and the lashon of the Mishnah. In Psachim, daf mem dalet on mem aleph amet aleph. In Beya, daf yud dalet amet aleph. Ayin Rashi sham. That's lashon of Mishnah. That's vayofog. Or another pshat kamay me'ein afuga is a pasuk in Eicha. Me'ein afuga is without change, meaning without any break. Metagvinam, the Targum says v'reche le'pog v'reche le'nomor. And its smell did not change. So the Targum says, Targum Yonis Menazil, Verecha Leipog, which is the same Lashon Vayofog in our Pasuk. That's in Yirmiyahu Memches Pasuk Yud Aleph. Al-Kopanim, he didn't believe them. So Ramban says over here, what does it mean Vayofog Libam? He says, because the Canaan, a lot of times, if they hear sudden news, so it freezes their heart, Chas V'Shalom. The Ramban says. He says, Vayofog Liboy, Azei, Veinenu Nochim, where Rashi says, Ki Lashon Puga Shvisu Bitl. Like it says like this, Vegam Zeviyavak Liboy Pshad is like this, and his bata liboy poskan shimasi, he stopped breathing. Ki poska tnuas alev hayikames, his heart stopped pounding, beating, and Mimele was like he was dead. Vizeo inyan yadua bevoya simcha pisam, Zot Ramban, when you suddenly overcome with happiness, so that's what happens, it stops the heart, Chas V'Shalom. Vahuska basifri refuyo, iskilo yizbulu zeh zekein v'chalushi koyach, old people, weak people can't be soivelich, slalfu rabim mehem, bevoya lem simcha bepesa pisam, they faint, Chas V'Shalom. When they get sudden news, ki yi alev nirchav and iftach pisim, it widens and it closes very suddenly. V'achayim ha-teilodi yoytzim espaz v'chitzayin yagov, v'yovas alev v'zkari, in Maisa, and v'hinei nofal azokin kemes, he died, and he didn't believe them, and l'maisa, he did not believe them. I and the rest of Ramban over here. Let's go weiter. Pasuk chov zayin, v'yidabru eilov, eis kol divrei Yosef asher dibra aleihem. And they related to him all the words of Yosef that he had spoken to them. Vayaris saw agolos, and he saw the wagons. Asher sholach Yosef losay, so he said that Yosef had sent to transport him. Vatechi ruach Yaakov avim, and the spirit, the ruach, we're going to see ruach hakodesh of Yaakov, of their father, was revived. Zot Rashi, it's called divrei Yosef. Simin Moslem, Yosef gave his brothers a sign. Bamehoya Isik, with the topic of Torah, which he was involved in Kishapish when he separated from Yaakov avinu. The parashas Egla Rufa, it was in the parash of Egla Rufa. The Medrash says, "Vezel shenemer." That's what it says. Vayaris or agolis asher sholach Yosef. He saw the wagons that Yosef had sent. Leinemer doesn't say asher sholach par that Pari had sent. But Pari is the maaser, the one that gave the tzivit to send it. What's the pshat? Teretz is because he remembered the sugya. Yosef's tacharang. He's still holding in the sugya. Memela vatachi Yaakov vatachi ruach Yaakov. So Rashi, what does that mean? That the ruach of Yaakov was revived, Shor Sol of Shechina. He had Shechina rest upon him. Sheparshimene, that had departed from him for those 22 years, he never had Shechina once. Now he's in a matzav of Simcha, Ein Shechina Shoyer El Mitoch Simcha, Memela, he had now, he revived the spirit of Nevuah by him, and Memela, he had Nevuah. Now, I have to point out, the Sephorna says that he fainted. Now, Vatachi Ruach Yaakov, Nirpa Mene Ilof, he got healed from the fainting, Hakoidim Bad Adarga Simcha Im Hadaiga. Because when he got the simcha together with the daiga, so Mela, he fainted. Now he got healed from it, the Sephorna. And the Ramban is going to learn the same thing. Pshat is that he got revived. Now Rashi and Mishle, Chafei says differently. It says, Mayim karem al nefesh ayefo. Ushmua toiva me'eretz merchak. Afi shova lechem. Lehem it says, V'chein Yaakov et chi ruach Yaakov. It says like this. That they got freezing cold water on a tired nefesh. And a good news from a foreign land. What's the pshat? That is shava for them also. And Yaakov also. Pshat is he got this good news. So Mela, he said, it's so gishmak, he's going to say, Vaita, Rav Oid Yosef Chai, that he's still alive, and have Mordek HaSimcha. Mordek HaSimcha over here. So, that's Rabbi, so we get up to Chamishi. The Yaakov gets he's revived over here. Okay. I'm sorry that we get up to Revi over here by Pasuk of Ches, and we'll just see this finish this kapitel. Vayomer Yisrael, Rav Oid Yosef ben Ichoy, Eil Chaverenu Beterem Amos. So Yisrael said, there is much. My son Yosef still lives. I shall go and see him before I die. So Rashi, Rav Li Simcha V'Chedva, have much joy and gladness for me. Hoyel Void Yosef ben Ichoy, because my son Yosef still alive. Yaakov got back this Mordek HaSimcha and gladness. He got Ruach HaKodesh. With that, Rav Yisrael, we finish today's Shia.